Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKean, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. In John's Gospel, chapter 4, we read of a remarkable encounter Jesus has talking to a woman at the well, a woman of Samaria. And it says in verse 4 of chapter 4 that Jesus must needs, in other words, it was a necessity for him to go through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. Now, Samaria, of course, was the direct route to Galilee from Jerusalem, but the Jews chose not to go through Samaria. They hooked it off to Jericho and then headed north. Why was that? They avoided half-breeds. Now, this cultic religion of the Samaritans, these leftover dregs of humanity, descendants of the Assyrians and the mongrel Jews who'd been left there. And there was great rivalry between the Jews and the Samaritans. And one, they each despised each other. But Jesus had to, it says here in the scripture, go through Samaria. Why? Why did he have to? I'll tell you why. Because there was one person there who needed him, a precious soul who needed him. And the Jews weren't supposed to talk to Samaritans, but Jesus didn't care about that nonsense. He wasn't narrow-minded. Do you hear me? Hello. Jesus wasn't narrow-minded. I am amazed today at the racist mentality in so many Christians, or so-called Christians, so much racial prejudice in so-called Christians. Let me tell you, my friend, racial prejudice was not found in Jesus Christ. And if you say he's your Lord and he's your Savior and you're radically or racially prejudiced, you are not following after the Savior. You're probably not even saved. You need to repent. Hello? The master went to Samaria. Why? Because there was a soul there who needed him. He was vitally interested in her. He didn't care that she was from a low society. He was interested in her, and he met her at the well at high noon. It says it was the sixth hour. It would have been intense heat at that time, and Jesus sits down to rest. But he went there, an arduous journey just to get one person. Is there one person listening to me today and you think you're worth nothing, that you're just the dirt on somebody's shoe? Well, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is interested in you, and he's made a long journey just to get you. He left his throne in glory and came to this earth and clothed himself with humanity and lived a life of perfection and holiness, a life which, yes, you should have lived and you didn't, and I should have lived and I didn't and I couldn't. And then he went to the cross and he died for our sins. And now he's risen from the grave and exalted in heaven, and he's offering you forgiveness and cleansing and redemption and reconciliation. Will you come to him by faith and say, Jesus, save me? If you'll do that, he will save you. I'll guarantee it. And he guarantees it, and the Bible guarantees it. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.